Mr. Never Sweat, Mr. Kitty Moocher. He was lying in the iris patch on the north side of the house, lounging in the shade and staring at me with his big catish eyes. Oh, and his tail was sticking straight up and flicking back and forth. That seemed pretty suspicious. Right away, I punched in sirens and lights and reached for the microphone of my mind.
Okay, Kitty, we see you there. Come out with your tail up. We'll need to check some identification.
He came, but took his sweet time. He pushed himself up from the iris patch, threw a curve into his back, and stretched all four legs. Oh, and he yawned. I picked that up right away and even got a count on his spiky little teeth. 7. I'm sure the cat had no idea that he was being observed, photographed, mapped, and memorized, but he was. It all went straight to data control. He came slithering out into the fading sunlight and slithered his way over to the yard gate, again taking his sweet time. This was a typical cat trick, and we'd seen it before. He used it as a provocatory gesture, don't you see? Because he knew that I hate to wait. I hate to wait for anyone or anything, but I especially hate to wait for a cat. Have we discussed my position on cats? I don't like them. Never have. I'm against all cats, but especially Pete. He's a troublemaker. And he also causes trouble. And here he came, slithering and grinning. I watched him with daggerish eyes. I could feel my lips quivering and trying to rise into a snarl. Hurry up, cat. We don't have all day.
I'm coming, Hanky. I'm coming.
You know what he did? He slowed down. Yes, sir. I saw him. He probably thought this would provoke me into an outburst of angry barking that would draw the attention of Sally Mae and get me in trouble. Ha! Little did he know that I had been to school on cats and had learned to control my savage instincts. No, I washed and wadded. I wadded and waged. I waited and watched, shall we say, and tried to get a firm grip on my lip. And okay, it wasn't so easy. Standing there, waiting for a sniveling little cat whilst my whole inner being was trembling and aching with a desire to snarl and bark and give him a pounding. But I managed to control myself. Everything but my upper lip, which continued to twitch. Okay, let's see some ID, Pete. State your name, rank, and serial, and be quick about it. And so the mystery began.